Hi, dictation for Rachel Reynolds, RaychelEll, Reynolds. Date of service is 8/16/2023. Date of birth 2/12/92. Miss Rachel Reynolds is presenting herself for follow-up visit today. She was expected to bring an EMG report and MRI report. She stated that she could not get both these done. The appointment for EMG is next week Tuesday. An MRI was not done at Michigan Diagnostic as the equipment was not working. Patient was advised that she could have gone to a different MRI. There are 50 MRIs in Southfield. She also lost her home as she couldn't afford it because she has no job and she has one child which is 5-year-old. I advised for counseling and social worker consult, but patient didn't want it. She reported that she is okay. She's living in a hotel room right now. She has applied for Social Security disability. We discussed the disability aspect and how a referral to an attorney can help and how a referral to functional analysis can help. The patient, other than that, has the issue of ongoing pain in the right leg with numbness, tingling of the entire leg posteriorly as well as anteriorly below the knee, posteriorly in S1, S2 dermatome fashion with the foot drop on the right side with difficulty walking. The pain, according to her, is constant, 8 to 10 with no relief, and the ADLs are affected 8. 50% pain is reported that it is relieved. Please review the chart for ADL for system review for the substance abuse and compliance history. Physical examination reveals blood pressure is 149/106, pulse is 75, pulse ox is 98, and the rest is same as previous visit of 7/31/2023, dictation number 0731-094. The treatment diagnosis are the same. Plan is to continue the cream from a Biomed compounding cream for severe neuropathic pain and naltrexone 1.5 milligram and also, we reviewed the maps. The EMG has again been reconfirmed. MRI has been referred to Basha Diagnostics. An X-ray of the pelvis and X-ray of the right hip did not show any bullets or any findings, so now MRI can be done. Physical therapy is continuing 3 times per week. Chiropractic treatment is also continuing. Patient was referred to a neurologist. The patient has not yet gone to see. He's using foot drop, splint, and ACE bandage to the right foot. And at this time, MRI of the lumbar spine and MRI of the pelvic is still awaited. She also has not done the functional analysis that was ordered on the last visit. So at this time, the patient is non-compliant. Her laboratory report for toxicology was reviewed. And it was discovered that on 3 occasions, the patient did not have opiates in her system. She is being taken off from Percocet for violating the opiate agreement. Thank you. All the alternatives were discussed, like Ortran, Tramadol, and Tylenol codeine, which she refused to take.